In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. Last week, we had the beginning of Abraham's journey. A man who had been called by God as a solution to the problem that we had seen at the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11. God had tried to fix the wickedness and the violence and the rebellion of mankind with the flood, but this hadn't worked. As Noah's own family repopulated the earth, and the wickedness was just as bad as it had been before. And so in response to the grand Tower of Babel that the people had built, God had scattered them to the four winds, and his solution was to call one man and his family and told him to leave everything behind, his father's land, leave the Babylonian Empire behind, and journey. Journey with God in the wilderness. Learn how to trust. And as we saw last week, Abraham's journey of trust was somewhat of a roller coaster. Some moments it seems like Abraham got it and he was relying on God. And then shortly thereafter, moments later, it seemed like he didn't even believe God was there at all. And God's promise in the midst of all of that had been, Abraham, I will make you a father of many nations. A new people will come from you. A new people. A people of trust that will be the beginning of a new world. People who will do what God had asked in Genesis chapter 2. Serve and protect the creation. Isaac was born. Even though Abraham and Sarah had doubted and fallen into having Abraham be with Hagar and Ishmael had come forward, God still continued to walk with them and Isaac was born. And in our text for today, Isaac has grown up a bit. A small boy, though. And God looks down on Abraham and decides to put him to the test. Abraham had doubted, had lacked trust in God's ability to come through previously. So God wants to see the true character of Abraham's heart. How much does he truly rely on God and his word? And this test that God brings Abraham into is one of the strangest and most bizarre stories in all the scriptures. God tells Abraham, go, climb the mountains, and there at the top of the mountain, sacrifice Isaac to me. Kill your only son for me. And not only would Isaac have been everything to Abraham and Sarah, a family who had struggled to have children their entire life, a woman who had been barren all of her days and then had miraculously had a child after the age of bearing children. Not only was Isaac everything to the ancient people because he was the inheritance, the legacy, everything for that family to live on, Isaac was also something even more special than that. He was the child of promise. This was the child through whom God said, we will fix the world. Isaac was the line through whom everything in our world, the brokenness, the madness, was going to be set right. And God comes to Abraham and says, sacrifice him. Give him up to me. It is difficult to come up with a more absurd picture. God had just promised to work through Abraham's offspring, had bent over backwards to make Isaac be born, and now God asks for Isaac back. would God revoke his own promise? Abraham begins the episode with trust. And he tells his son, as they begin their journey without the sacrificial lamb, he tells his son, God will provide. And off they go on their journey up the mountain with Abraham rooted in trust. He doesn't know how, he doesn't know when, but he tells his son, God will provide. And off they go. As they journey up the mountain, you can put yourself in the place of Abraham, walking up closer and closer to the peak, to the inevitable place where it's all going to go down. And every step closer up the mountain is one step further, one step farther away. Is God really going to come through, or does he want this from me? And one could see how Abraham's trust would waver as he journeyed up that mountain. Is this truly what God would want from me? Was that God's voice that I heard? Was that Satan speaking to me? He would have every reason to doubt. This was the child of promise. And they get to the top of the mountain. They left their two servants behind further down. And it's just Abraham, Isaac, the wood, the fire, and the knife. And here, standing at the top of the mountain again, what must have been running through Abraham's mind? God will provide, right? And Abraham does the unthinkable, lays the wood upon the altar, lays his son upon the altar, ties his son upon the altar, grabs the knife, raises his hand. God will provide, right? And there in the last possible moment, the voice of the Lord cries out, Abraham, Abraham, do not sacrifice your son. For now I truly know that you trust me. And Abraham looks, and the language is almost of having his eyes opened. And there, stuck in the brush, is a ram caught by its horns. God had provided. How far are we willing to go based on the word and call of God? To what extent are we willing to follow the voice of God? Are we willing to journey into the most absurd, the most irresponsible situations for the voice of the Lord? Or is there a point where our trust begins to break down? And we think, certainly God must not have said that, right? The voice of the serpent in the garden from a few weeks ago. Surely the Lord didn't say you couldn't eat from this tree. God wouldn't ask you to do that. Now, would he? At what point does the voice of the serpent begin to break down our trust in the word that we have heard from God? At what point do we say, we have a better idea of what is good in this circumstance than God? Those who journeyed with Jesus through his life and those today who journey with Jesus and listen to his voice are faced with the same conflict. At what point does our trust in the word of Jesus begin to break down? At what point does love your enemies reach an absurdity where we say, is that really the voice of God? Could he really want me to love even that enemy? In the face of the loss of my own life or my family? Is that really God's voice? Or Jesus calling us to give up all sense of ownership and property and to let go of our possessions? At what point does the logic break down within us where we say, is that really the voice of God? Can we trust that even into the absurd? Or do not worry about your life and your future, for God is holding you in his hands like the sparrows. At what point does that become so absurd that our trust begins to break down? Or forgive all the debts and sins that anyone may have against you or that you have against others? At what point do we think, surely God wouldn't want us to forgive in that circumstance? How far up the mountain are we willing to go for the word of Jesus? At what point does the word of Jesus become so difficult that we think about dropping it all and heading back down the mountain? This text challenges us to reflect on the authority of the voices in our world, to reflect on what we are invested in. What is it in your life that is your Isaac? What is the one thing that would be the most difficult to sacrifice in the face of the call of God? A spouse? A child? Maybe your very own life. Bank accounts, portfolios, accumulated wealth, houses, a job, status or reputation. What is your Isaac? Who is your Isaac? God calls us to sacrifice everything for his word, for his call into a new world. And oftentimes what we are asked to give up are things that we would call good. And it is in fact the things that are good that are the hardest to give up. They become the true obstacles to our true trust in God. What is the good in your life that you treasure so profoundly? does it get in the way of the voice of God? We are being invited into the journey of learning how to trust the Lord. God will provide. That was the name of the place, Mount Moriah, as it came to be known after this episode. Do we believe that God will truly provide? Or is there a point where we believe that comes to an end? Abraham pressed forward, believing that even if he were to have plunged the knife into his son, God could raise the dead. Abraham trusted that nothing could stop God. God will provide, even in the face of the absurd, even in the face of death. Jesus climbed his own Mount Moriah as he hung on the cross. Would God provide? The crowds heckled him. No way will he get you out of this. But Jesus stayed steadfast. God will provide. And he gave up everything to prove it. Amen.